This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. The Moral Monday protests from Raleigh have garnered national attention over the past year. A key component of the protests has been media attention on arrests. Dozens were arrested this year for various nonviolent offenses, a move some say is becoming an overt aim of many protesters. Amy Laura Hall has participated in the Moral Monday protests from the start, but she says the tactic of getting arrested, or orderly submission as she calls it, is flawed. She's a professor of ethics at the Duke Divinity School, and she joined me to talk about it. You have two daughters who you've brought with you to different events, protest events. In your essay, you talk about driving home from one event with your daughter, and in the car, she said to you, "I want to go to the next protest and get arrested. I want to do something real." What went through your head at that moment?
At that very moment, well, I was about to, I'll admit it, an expletive went through my head. I just thought, what? No. What do you mean, do something real? There are so many real things to do in this world to make things more fair, more just. And it was clear that in her mind, she had gotten a visual, a spectacle that what's most important about protest is participating in arrest. And while that's one form of engagement politically, it's not the only form, but that's the message that she had brought away.
You know, it's true that these Moral Monday protests have been very much based around the fact how many people got arrested last night. And that, of course, is not the best answer. No one wants to have to be arrested. But isn't there an argument that arrest is one way to garner attention from the media? The media covers things because they can say, oh, 17 people got arrested. And if everything was just peaceful and everyone sang and shook hands or something, that might not be as newsworthy and thus get the message out.
Oh, absolutely. I understand that it seems that the strategy is you build the number of people who are registering with their bodies that they are willing to go through the risk of arrest, that as those numbers gain, as we gain in numbers, that will bring more attention to the messages going on outside. What I watched, however, was that people, grown-ups, not just my daughter, but other people were having conversations with one another about whether or not they were willing to do the large thing of being arrested. And that became
the marker of the commitment.
The marker of the commitment. So the ticker had moved. If the ticker moved so far to being arrested, then there's little room then for saying that there are other ways to be engaged politically in the state than participating in these events. So while I'm going to continue participating, I also believe there are many other ways to work for justice and change in the state.
What do you do to put yourself in a position where, when you're surrounded by those people who you admire, their stance and their thoughts and why they're there, are saying, I will put myself in a position to be arrested? What's that conversation that you have with them?
Oh, well, many, many of my friends and colleagues have gone through the decision as a matter of conscience to be arrested. So I say, blessings, and I cheer for them as they walk in. I will say that one of the things I've seen is that on Facebook, for example, the images have shifted somewhat from lots of images of people holding signs, people having conversations, to more images of people with their hands behind their backs in handcuffs. I don't think that the most powerful image today for my daughters or for my students who are women or men to see is a woman with her hands behind her back with handcuffs on being led away in an orderly fashion.
Where do you think the movement will be in a year from now?
I don't know. I see all sorts of energy and courage going on around the mix of this, as we are dealing with, one of my colleagues has called it, a shock and awe effect that has been going on in the state. And I believe that with continued conversation and critical engagement with one another as we're resisting the shift, that we'll see a new legislature.
Do you think the way that the Monday protests are being conducted now, with the emphasis on arrest, is hurting the movement?
I think potentially it could.
Amy Laura Hall is a professor of ethics at Duke Divinity School. The Moral Monday protests have concluded in Raleigh, but organizers will be taking the protests across the state this summer. The first is scheduled for July 7th in Winston-Salem. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.